Today is the 1st of April, 2021, and it is what the Christians call Mourn Day Thursday. Like when you're mourning something, Mourn Day Thursday. It's the day before in Christianity that Jesus Christ, Yeshua in Hebrew, was crucified. So to continue, this podcast is a little bit tongue-in-cheek with regard to the day, which is called All Fools' Day. So I want to call it, Who's Fooling Whom About the Vax? I know it's controversial, and I know not many people like to hear about it. And especially those who run social media's platforms. But the truth is the truth, and it must be told. I recently saw a video that is on YouTube. And the characters in the video are scientists. One of them is very controversial, but he is still allowed to be on YouTube, and his analysis and documentation of what is going on is very, very interesting. I don't want to call his name because I'm not sure if I'm going to land him in any problems from my perspective of my podcasting. But one of the things he said, which I found very, very interesting, is the vax a passport that eludes fear? Is it a passport to reassure you not to be afraid? One of the things he said is that our civilization is under attack, and I have to agree with him. The vax is attached to freedom, which is the new abnormal. So, what is my take on all this? As a member of the House of Shem Collective, from an African diaspora's point of view. Please, please, please do not be offended. I just want you to think. Have an open mind and think. Okay, I'm going to let you into some little secrets about the diasporan African community, especially in the UK. As I've said on previous podcasts, the diasporan community, African, most of them do not own a TV. They do not pay a license to kill their brains from the TV. And they do not read the gutter snipe tabloids papers in the UK. So therefore, they have an immunity to protect them from the onslaught of the bombardment of lies, innuendos, perhaps, maybe, testing, trials, you name it, that has suddenly affected the world from late 2019. First of all, I have to say, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But I do have the sense to know the difference between lies and truth. I am not a member of the elitists who are trying to change the agenda of God's human people, nature on earth. Now to continue after that disclaimer. Please use your own judgment and take everything I say with a pinch of salt and do your own research. Some characters appeared on social media a couple of days ago. One of my friends sent me a text telling me that there were some Africans on television encouraging, inverted commas, the African community to go ahead and take the bags. We love you. We want to protect you. So I thought, oh, let's go and check them out. When I went on social media and saw the deplorable, shambolic of an advertisement, I was shocked because I actually know two of the characters that were encouraging the public of a certain hue to go and get the vax. And I thought, where did they come from to tell the community this? And then I started to look at their faces and listen to the words they were saying. And I thought, oh my goodness me, crisis actors. Because out of the lot, three of them I know are actors. And I looked at them and I thought, really? They must be so hard up because there's no work. And this is the first job that's come along and it's from the Gov. Wow. That must be a wonderful package of money to earn, to do your bit and to show your style and to act it out. Crisis actors. And I thought, All Fool's Day. They are fooling everybody, but not themselves, because they've earned a good package to go out there and be filmed and to do their bit, all acting. And there's nothing genuine in what they're saying. Anyway. That is my perspective on what I saw on social media with these characters. And then the other thing that hit me is this. Now, isn't that what they are doing in the Americas by getting so-called ministers of the church who are of African descent to encourage their people to go and get it? How absolutely amazing that the people are putting their faith in a false god. They've left the god of their church and they're now worshipping the god of a needle. Anyway, again, as I say, take it all with a pinch of salt. there is a lot of work that needs to take place to get the nation back on track. And those of us who have been given the insight to see what is going on, it appears that we now have got a job to do, even in our local communities, to support those who have been absolutely devastated by this shambolic situation of the last 12 months. Anyway, this is all I have to say. But one thing to add to that is, if you've never ever opened your Bible, I encourage you to read Psalms 91. Thank you for listening, family. Have a wonderful All Fool's Day. Tongue in cheek, of course.